This may seem like a simple question, but I like to ask people that, which you're talking about the VEGF pathways or networks, et cetera. How do you think bevacizumab is working in terms of its mechanism of anti-tumor action? And how do you think that's going to synergize with agents like these TKIs, if at all?
Well, it's interesting. I actually like Lee Ellis's view, which he's pointed out in public meetings before, and I think is very reasonable. And that's, we thought that it was just going to inhibit angiogenesis when we went in, and there'd be decreased blood flow through the tumor, and you'd have the tumors die off because they're not getting their blood supply. There may be some of that going on somewhere along the way, but more likely, more of the effect is what Rakesh Jain says, and I believe that is that the increased blood flow through the tumor. The ironic thing is that when you give a VEGF inhibitor, you first lose all the really abnormal blood vessels. You decrease the leakiness of the blood vessels, so you decrease the oncotic pressure within the tumor and probably improve drug delivery through better blood supply to the tumor. So the chemotherapy gets in better, explaining why bevacizumab really seems to help chemotherapy work better. But at the same time, there are other mechanisms of action that probably exist, including the fact that there are VEGF receptors on some of these tumor cells. And I do believe that there's probably a mixed effect. And depending on the setting, we may target one of the effects more than the others. So a larger tumor may be more affected by the oncotic pressure issue. But if you get some effect in smaller tumors, one has to ask if that's really oncotic pressure, if there's a second mechanism. So I think the biggest mechanism, though, in my personal opinion, is the oncotic pressure issue.